咁而家我哋啊進入以前嘅第三項，就係、是、一個第十二 A 條嘅申請，就係、是、編號 YYL hyphen MP 九嘅，涉及咧就將位於米布和新圍一塊劃做其他指定用途著名綜合發展區，包括濕地復修區嘅地帶嘅註釋作出修訂嘅。咁今日我哋會有好，咁啊，我哋先處理個利益申報先。
係，唔該主席。咁首先有啲利益申報我要報告嘅。咁呢一個申請嘅申請地點咧係位於米埔啦。咁而申請人盈邦企業有限公司咧就係、是、恆基嘅一間子公司。咁因此以下委員咧係需要申報利益嘅。咁首先阿嘉永咧喺米埔擁有物業啦。咁阿 Vincent 咧佢現時同恆基有業務嘅往來啦。咁另外有 Ryan 咧佢係團結香港基金嘅副總裁兼公共政策研究院的執行總監啦，咁而團結香港基金咧係有接受恆基嘅一啲嘅捐獻嘅。咁啊，嘉永個物業如果係睇唔到有關嘅申請地點嘅話咧，可以繼續留喺會議討論呢個項目啦。咁啊 ，Ryan 嗰、那個利益咧都係應該比較間接嘅。如果佢係就住有關嘅捐獻嗰啲捐款啦，同埋今日嘅議程項目係冇參與嘅話咧，都可以繼續留喺會議度討論呢個項目啦。咁至於阿 Vincent 咧，因為佢嗰、那個利益衝突係比較直接嘅，咁因此咧都係建議阿 Vincent 暫時離開會議，咁唔參與討論呢一個項目嘅。唔該。
好，今日我哋嘅會議咧會有我哋規劃專員同埋佢嘅同事啦，亦都會有申請人嘅顧問團隊喺度嘅。咁我先講下我哋嘅會議嘅程序啦。咁首先我會邀請規劃專員嘅同埋佢同事咧作出個簡介。咁跟住咧申請人佢嘅代表咧亦都有個時間咧俾佢哋發言嘅。咁之後咧就會有個委員嘅提問嘅時間。咁就喺提問時間完咗之後咧，我會邀請規劃處嘅代表同埋申請人代表離開會議室。委員咧會作出一個討論嘅。咁如果冇問題嘅，我哋可以交俾規劃處嘅同事。
多謝主席，各位委員好。今天要簡介這宗申請是一宗第十二條申請，編號是YYLMP9， 是要修訂適用於申請地點所在的其他指定用途註明綜合發展包括濕地修復區地帶的註釋。我們現在這個申請地點是位於元朗米埔和新圍的一幅私人土地上，而申請人是想將申請地點做一個擬議的住宅發展，連同一個安老院舍和一個濕地修復區的。申請地點咧，而家係位於米埔及錦繡花園分區嘅大綱圖上邊啦，一幅劃為其他指定用途、註明綜合發展包括濕地修復區嘅私人土地。呢一個地帶嘅最高地積比率咧係0.4倍，而最高建築物高度係6層，連停車場在內。根據城規會規劃指引12C咧，申請地點係位於12C呢個規劃指引嘅濕地緩衝區裏邊啦，而比鄰一個濕地保育區嘅。我哋睇一睇左手邊呢、這個aerial photo 同埋中間呢兩張地盤照片啦。而家申請地點嘅現況咧，北面係一個已經完成修復大概4.7公頃嘅濕地修復區咧，而南邊暫時係空置，而上面有少少一啲植坯喺度嘅。而申請地點附近咧，我哋可以睇一睇右手邊呢張圖啊。申請地點附近我哋嘅正南邊咧，係一啲較為低密度嘅住宅發展啦，包括和新圍啦、加州花園、加州豪苑。東面係米埔村啦，而申請地點嘅北面咧，就其實係我哋已經規劃咗作政府規劃咗作三寶雪濕地保育公園嘅地方。我哋再睇遠少少，嗱，申請地點嘅東面啦。東南面和東北面分別是一些將來嚟緊陸續會政府全速推行緊嘅新發展啦，包括係我哋嘅新田科技城啦、牛潭尾新發展區啦，亦都同埋有我哋已經規劃咗預計喺2034年會落成嘅北環線主線。我哋再睇多少少關於我哋呢個申請地點嘅背景咧。其實呢個申請地盤咧喺2001年開始咧已經被劃為我哋嘅綜合發展，包括濕地修復區地帶咧。去到2008年，去到至到2024年期間咧，其實係已經涉及咗5宗獲批嘅第16條規劃許可，而呢5宗嘅申請咧。都是做一個綜合屋宇和濕地申請發展，地積比率是 0.4 倍，而建築物高度就住不同的申請是大概是2層去到4層的。 在2008年的時候，這個申請地點的環評報告已經獲批，去到2010年呢，基於我們第一隻那個第16條規劃申請，其實個濕地修復區已經完成，補償了原有在環評報告裡面指出的 4.69 公頃濕地。去到2015年的時候呢，這個規劃申請299下的一個維護及管理計劃，即是我們的 Maintenance and Management Plan for 這個濕地修復區，亦都是獲批定名申請人是要負責這個濕地修復區的維護和管理的。去到2021年的時候，這個申請地點有關的土地租約和跟環境和自然保育基金，即是我們的 ECF Funding 是達成了協議。這個協議其實是關於一些這個濕地修復區的長遠的管理工作 的一些款項的資助來的。去到2024年呢，都批了一個最近期的規劃申請，就是米埔344呢，亦都是做一個綜合屋宇和濕地新景發展，地積比率是 0.4 倍，而建築物高度是 21.3 MPD， 共三層的。今次申請人其實改劃的建議是什麼呢？我們可以看一看這一張投影片。它的改劃建議是將現在綜合發展包括濕地修復區的最高地積比率由 0.4 倍增加到 1.3 倍，而它的建築物高度是由6層連停車場在內增加到10層，不包括一層的地庫停車場，而它的高度是 42 MPD 的。有關第一欄和第二欄用途和這個地帶規劃意向是沒有改變的。意味著什麼呢？意味著如果城規會今天批准了這隻 10EA 申請的時候，因為在我們的大綱圖的註釋裏面，分層住宅、屋宇、社會福利設施和濕地申請都是第二欄用途，之後都要跟城規會作出一個第16條的規劃申請的。我們看一看這個申請這個概念性發展建議。我們這個申請的地盤面積大概是 20.7 公頃，包括剛才我提及過已經有 4.7 公頃已經完成了的濕地修復區，亦都有16公頃的住宅部分的。今次的概念性發展的地積比率不多於會 1.3 倍，不包括有 1.28 倍的住用地積比率，還有 0.02 倍是作為一個安老院舍，現在我肚中圈著這個位置。這個申請會 大概會有181棟建築物，包括有128棟是一些較為低矮的屋宇，在前排這個位置有47棟是一些較為再高一點的6至10層的住用大樓，在我現在圈著這個位置也會有4棟會所、2棟機電設施，包括其中一棟是有一個安老院舍在這裡。剛才提及過建築物高度屋宇的建築物高度大概是三層21 MPD， 而住用大樓大概是6至10層，最高會去到42 MPD 的。這個概念式發展的單位會有3562個單位，預計會有9974個人口，而預計完工年份是2031年的。好，跟住我哋睇一睇關於呢個概念性發展裏面生態方面嘅一啲measures 啦。其中有幾樣嘢啦，第一咧，其實咧喺呢個概念性發展裏面咧，都會繼續保持翻呢個已經完成咗 4.7 公頃嘅濕地修復區，作為我哋呢個發展同埋北面一啲濕地啦，包括我哋喺12C 下低嘅wetland conservation area 啦，同埋同我哋第時嘅三寶樹濕地保育公園嘅一啲緩衝啦。第二咧就會有一個建築物後移嘅，呢、這個建築物後移咧，大家都見到嘅，其實咧就係黃色呢個線啦。咁呢個線嘅意思係咩呢？其實喺濕地修復區50米範圍裏邊咧，都只會有一啲較為三層嘅低矮嘅屋宇咧，而所有嘅住用住宅大樓6至10層嘅住用大樓都會距離濕地最少有50米嘅。第三呢，其實就是沿著我們已經完成的濕地修復區都會設置一個 7.5 米闊的綠化緩衝區和一個2米高的圍牆，去盡量減低將來住宅發展對於濕地修復區的一些影響。申請人也建議第時的住宅建築物都會採用一些鳥類的友善設計，減少鳥類碰撞的風險。 而在施工期间亦都会对湿地修复区和附近的新境减低一些干扰，例如设置一些围板，安排首先去完成沿着湿地修复区的屋宇，减少一些噪音和光害对生态的破坏。而將來在這個住宅發展完成之後，申請人都會建議提供一些觀賞野生動物的點和步行徑做一些教育用途的。除了生態方面之外，在園景方面，在這個申請地點裏面，申請人會以種植1200棵樹木，亦都會提供不少於9974平方米的私人休憩用地，綠化率會達到不少於 30% 的。跟住喺景观同埋空气流通方面咧，申请人都亦都有唔同嘅建议啦，包括第一咧，建筑物高度咧其实会由中心呢个开始咧，十层楼咧向南同埋北慢慢去递减，去尽量减低翻同北面三宝市湿地报公园里边嘅湿地啦，同埋南边唔同住宅发展嘅一啲视觉影响。另外咧，申请人都建议咧会设立不同的景观廊和建筑物间距，去减低一些视觉影响和促进空气流通。分别我现在首先指着这三条南北向16米、12米和11米的建筑物间距和公园景廊，亦都有两条分别我现在指向14米和78米南北向的建筑物间距，去减低对住宅发展的一些视觉影响的。第三，申請人就會在申請地點的東面和西面，比鄰現有一些住宅發展和附近地方提供最少有5米至33米的建築物後移和綠化緩衝。而申請地點的東面、南面和西面，南面和西面都會有3米的邊陲綠化緩衝帶和2米高的圍牆，去減低對住宅的視覺影響。亦都有設置一條東西貫穿東西的通風梁，去促進空氣流通的。跟住喺交通方面啦，申請人咧喺呢個概念性發展裏面咧，都根據翻我哋香港規劃標準與準則咧，去提供翻足夠嘅車位同埋上落客貨車位。而喺申請地點裏面咧，都會有唔同嘅公共交通設施咧，去提供一啲公共交通服務，去接駁翻而家途中，例如我圈住北環線嘅新田站啦，以及港島九龍唔同嘅地方嘅。其實我頭先都提及過咧，喺申請地點嘅東邊咧，其實已經我哋已規劃嘅北環線主線嘅新田站同埋牛潭尾站，而附近亦都有一啲現有嘅交通接駁，包括我哋嘅新田公路，而亦都再遠少少，其實新田公路係接駁到第時將來發展嘅北都公路嘅。而申請人咧亦都建議咧喺申請點附近咧，青山公路同埋新潭路一帶咧都擴闊翻行人路同埋佢相應嘅巴士候車處咧，去提供翻足夠嘅空間俾將來使用交通工具服務嘅人去等候咧。而再睇遠少少，其實咧關於啲道路嘅改善工程咧。不同的而家的發展項目其實都對錦繡花園咧、交匯處咧、石湖圍路交匯處咧，同埋新田公路石湖圍路交匯處呢三個交匯處咧，都有一啲交通改善工程嘅。而申請人都承諾咧，如果呢啲如果呢啲由其他項目建議出嚟嘅改善工程未能按時落成嘅話咧，佢哋都會去進行呢啲工程嘅。而我哋都進行咗申請人都進行咗一個敏感度嘅測試咧，證明已發展喺交通影響方面係可以一個接受嘅程度。跟住我哋睇睇關於環境方面咧，喺環境方面咧，申請人咧喺申請地點嘅發展咧，都根據香港規劃標準與準則咧，喺道路裏邊咧已經後移咗十米咧。而喺噪音影響方面咧，將來發展都會採用一啲減音窗嘅。而將來在這個已發展裏面都有機會提供一個臨時的污水處理廠，而這個臨時的污水處理廠都會完全密封，亦都有一些除臭的設計。而安老院舍和機電設施的部分裏面的機電設施都會完全密封，去減低對安老院舍的影響的。而這個其實發展都是受環評報告下面獲批准的環評報告和環保許可證所覆蓋咧，申請人咧將要審視喺已發展喺環評報告之下嘅影響，亦都要遵守翻相關法例嘅。喺排污方面咧，將來發展咧，佢嘅排污渠咧都會以接駁到我哋將來興建嘅新田淨水設施咧。而如果將來新田淨水設施係未能按時完成嘅話咧，申請人亦都提出了不同的後備方案，包括剛才提及過的申請地點裏面設立一個臨時污水處理廠， 或者亦都会设污水渠去排去现有嘅南生围污水泵房，再连接到我哋嘅元朗污水处理厂去解决呢个问题嘅。而喺排水同埋供水方面咧，将来擬已发展的住宅部分和湿地修复区的部分，两个是一个独立的排水系统。住宅发展项目的污水是不会影响到湿地修复区的。而我们申请人都建议的擬已排水系统呢，也都可以应对到200年一遇的降水、降雨量和潮位，是不会对周边带来一些负面的影响的。而在供水方面呢，申请人都知道呢，周边现有的供水管道是不足以应付供水的需求，亦都移了一些新的供水走线，去提供一些供水服务给将来的发展。在规划评估方面呢，首先我们看一看周边规划和发展密度先。刚才提及过呢，申请地点呢其实邻近呢，我现在圈住东北面的新田科技城和东南面的牛潭尾新发展区。而我们这个申请地点附近都有不同新的基建发展，包括我们北环线主线和北都公路相继落成，其实可以大幅度去提升这个地区的可达性的，令到这个地区是可以转变成为一个中密度的社区。而申请地点以南亦都有一个呢已经批准了做一个住宅发展的中密度发展改划申请，它这个米埔十这个申请呢其实已经批出了一个最高地积比率是 1.59 倍，最高建筑物高度是16层的。而申请地点是位于米埔区的边缘位置呢，考虑到刚才我提及过不同将来的新的发展，申请的擬議发展密度和设计方案和附近土地用途是并非完全不协调的。在视觉、空气流通和远景方面，申请人已经有不同的擬議设计元素，包括一些建筑物的高度递减、观景廊、间距、后移等等，可以去提升视觉的通透度和融合周边的环境，是不会对空气流通造成负面的影响。亦都提及过啦，头先讲过，就係申请地点里申请概念发展里面呢，会提供唔少于9974平方米嘅私人休憩用地啦，亦都会种植返1200棵树木，同埋落火率唔少于 30%。 我哋问过我哋嘅城市设计及园景组啦，係对二发展係冇负面意见嘅。在生态方面呢，我们就三个方面去做一个评估。第一就是对于这个湿地修复区呢，我们申请人其实做了一个 EcoEye 呢， EcoEye 里面都显示呢已经完成了湿地修复区，其实已经具有一个中度至高度的生态价值，是可以带来一个生态的增益的。而地盘的住宅部分，即是南面我们现在圈住这个部分呢的生态价值其实就比较低。同过往已经批准了这五宗的第16条申请的发展方案相比呢，其实今次这个擬发展项目是没有额外的湿地申请直接损失的。而这个湿地修复区亦都可以继续为住宅部分和湿地，包括我们北面的湿地保育区和三宝树湿地保育公园之间做一个缓冲的。除此之外呢，今次申请人呢就住发展密度的增加亦都建议了相关的设计措施，包括刚才提及的很多，例如一些阶梯式建筑物高度、建筑物后移、一些绿化缓冲等等，去减低我们住宅发展对于湿地修复湿地保育区和三宝树湿地保育公园的滋扰的。而发展范围里面亦都没有改变到，亦都没有主要的雀鸟飞人路线。渔护署看过之后都认为已经完成的湿地修复区是不需要有额外的缓解措施。而环境及生态局和渔护署在现阶段对申请是没有负面意见的，亦都要求申请人在第16条规划申请的时候要再作一个进一步的评估。第三方面就是在环境和自然保育基金签订协议方面，环境局也都表示呢，日后在第16条申请的详细评估里面显示，如果有需要有额外的生态缓解措施呢，也都要去再检讨有关在自然保育基金下底订立协议的金额的。而申请人都承诺第时会再跟决策局和部门去合作，去检讨有没有需要就这些有机会的额外的缓冲的缓解措施带来协议的影响，去做一些适当的修订。跟住之后在不同其他的技术方面，包括一些环境、排水、排污、供水甚至交通方面，其实申请人都提出了不同的缓解措施和方案去改善一些现况。环保署、渠务署、水务署和运输署、路政署都对这种申请是没有反对的。 而環保署署長亦都指出咧，申請人要喺第時第十六條規劃申請裏邊提交翻相應嘅噪音影響評估啦，同埋排水影響評估報告。而已發展亦都要符合翻環評條例裏邊嘅法定要求。而運輸署亦都要求，第時個發展道路改善工程咧，應該要喺已發展項目人口遷入之前去完成嘅。而頭先提及過咧，申請人咧亦都喺東邊咧會申請點嘅東邊呢個位置咧設立一個安老院舍啦。而社會福利署係對呢個設立安老院舍嘅建議係冇反對嘅。最後啦，我哋申請人咧頭先提及過啦，係擬意去放寬地積比率。從 0.4 倍去到 1.3 倍，同埋建築物高度限制由6層去到10層，而係冇改變到任何第一、二欄用途。即係其實今次如果城規會批准咗呢種申請之後咧，申請人日後係要再嚟城規會做一個第十六條嘅規劃申請嘅。而經過部門嘅評估之後咧，就住今一次規劃申請咧喺技術上邊係可以接受嘅。咁所以咧，如果委員會係同意或者部分同意呢宗申請咧，規劃署會同其他部門進一步去商討我哋呢個綜合發展，包括濕地收復區裏面地帶嘅發展限制咧，同埋點樣去修訂翻我哋大綱圖裏面相關嘅註釋同埋說明書。所以基於以上嘅評估咧，規劃署原則上係唔反對呢一個修訂嘅。如果委員會係同意同埋部分同意呢宗申請咧，我哋會同頭先我都提及過啦，我哋會同部門去進一步商議，去制定翻大綱圖適當嘅修訂，俾委員會作考慮。我今日簡介咁多。
好，唔該。咁跟住就請申請人嘅代表係咪潘山啊？
係啊，係。
請你發言。
Good morning. Good afternoon, Chairman and members of the Town Planning Board. I am Benson, and next to me is Michelle.And behind me is our technical consultant team. We're here on behalf of Profit Point Enterprises Limited, the applicants. Sorry, can we share the screen? Thanks. Yeah, I'll be making the presentation in English, if that's all right. But at the question and answer session, we can use both Cantonese and English. Our application site is located in the Information and Technology Zone of the North Rim Metropolis.Our proposal falls in line with the principle of coexistence and of development and conservation. A significant influx of population and new developments are expected, transforming the rural landscape into a world-class metropolis. All of the great buildings you see in this photo montage will be the new developments, which will mirror the Shenzhen city in the background.The development context is undergoing major transformation, including the implementation of the Santin Technopole with the first population intake in 2031, the Ngautamei development for a university town, the Northern Link railway line, the Northern Metropolis Highway, other infrastructure upgrades of the Technopole, and two wetland conservation parks.The application site is located very close to the Technopole and abutting the boundary of the Shanpo Shu Wetland Conservation Park. There are also similar approved applications in the district shown in yellow color. And this shows there is a potential for the west side of the Santin Highway to transform into a medium-rise residential neighborhood.The similar approved applications has been rezoned from low density to plot ratios of 1.5 to 2.something, and maximum building heights of 15, 16, and 29 stories. Our application site has a proposed development of plot ratio 1.3 and 10 stories, so it has a lower intensity than the approved applications.The application site and all of these similar approved applications are located within the wetland buffer area boundary, and some are interfacing with the boundary of wetland conservation parks. Therefore, our site is subject to the EIA process. The application site is the only medium-rise private residential development with wetland area that is very close to the Technopole.It has a close walking and cycling distance to the planned Santin station, and this circle shows the 1 kilometer radius distance from the station. Our application site can offer a unique housing option with a quality living environment to attract and retain global talents to work at the Technopole or the university town. Our proposal is for a comprehensive residential development with a completed wetland restoration area. The three-story houses will be at the northern part of the site abutting the WRA, shown in the orange outline. The 10-story towers, shown as blue dots, will be in the central area and at the eastern boundary. The 8-story towers, shown as the pink dots, would occupy the intermediate portions, while the 6-story towers, shown as green dots, are mostly at the southern part of the site, abutting the surrounding neighborhood. This scheme would provide a residential care home for the elderly of 4 stories, shown as the yellow pentagon, located at the entrance area and is to be built in the early phase of the development. This is the previously approved Section 16 layout with a total plot ratio of 0.4, a building height of 2 to 3 stories, and providing 2,789 houses that have an average unit size of 150 square meters. Compared to our proposed scheme layout with a plot ratio of 1.3, a maximum building height of 10 stories, providing 3,562 mix of houses and flats with an average unit size of 74.7 square meters. The proposed scheme would provide a much greater number of private housing supply with a flat size that would be a comfortable fit for young couples and families, and it will contain an additional RCHE community facility. This is a comparison of the open greenery area of the previous Section 16 layout and the proposed scheme layout. As you can see, the green area of the communal landscape area in the proposed scheme is a lot more than the previous scheme. The proposed scheme would have a wider buffer planting up to 7 meters with new trees and a 2-meter high fence wall between the WRA and the residential portion, while the previous Section 16 scheme has only a 5-meter wide buffer without any new trees, and it also has a private swimming pool in the garden of the house. The planning and design merits of the proposed scheme include a stepped building height profile over the entire site, a visual corridor that is 16 meters wide, a RCHE community facility, communal open space and landscaping gardens throughout the site, shown in the green colors, green rooftops at the RCHE and clubhouse buildings, 2 visual gaps above the 3-story houses that are 14 meters and 78 meters wide, a wind path and central tree line boulevard, 2 building separations that are 12 and 11 meters wide, and setback of buildings at the western and eastern site boundaries of 5 to 33 meters. This shows the massing pattern of the surrounding developments in relation to our proposed scheme. In the foreground, our proposed scheme has a suitable scale and form that blends in with the suburban neighborhood of houses. The similar character of massing of low and medium density buildings can be seen at the approved rezoning applications here and here. And on the other side of the Suntin Highway is a transition to the high-density buildings of Suntin Technopole, Nau Tam Mei, Unitown, and Sha Po public housing developments. This section shows a gradual descent of the building height from the 10 to 8 and 6 and 3-story buildings to the edge of the wetland restoration area. This section shows the interface with the Royal Palms neighborhood development at the east of the site. There will be a gradual descent of building height from 10 to 8 and 6-story buildings at the site boundary facing the surrounding residential neighborhood. The ecological merits of the proposed scheme will include the 50-meter tower setback distance from the WRA, shown in the orange dashed line, the 7-meter-wide buffer planting and 2-meter-high fence wall between the WRA and the residential portion, shown in the green color, the 3-meter-wide buffer planting zone and 2.5-meter-high fence perimeter wall around the residential portion abutting the neighborhood houses, shown in the purple dashed line, the landscape gardens with wildlife ponds, nature trails, and butterfly gardens as potential points of ecological linkage with the wetlands, shown in the blue colors, And as a community education element that aligns with the Biodiversity Strategic Action Plan, there will be two wildlife viewing points at ground level with vegetation screening and two wildlife viewing points at the rooftop of the eight-story buildings. In adopting sufficient tower setback distances, the potential ecological impact of the proposed scheme to the WCA is insignificant. The potential impact is defined as the noise, light, and human disturbance to the WCA during the operation and construction stages. The three-story houses have minimal disturbance to the disturbance impact to the WCA. The disposition of the 6, 8, and 10-story buildings have been carefully considered to be located farthest away from Deep Bay, with sufficient setback distances from the WCA. For example, this 10-story tower has a distance of 210 meters away from the WCA boundary. Nonetheless, additional mitigation measures compared to what's required in the original approved EIA have been adopted in the proposed scheme to minimize ecological impact. The first 2 points was presented in the ecological merits diagram already, so we'll present the ones not mentioned, including to first commence the construction works of the three-story houses abutting the WRA to act as a buffer for construction works of the towers behind. The proposed reduction of a tower from 10 to 8 stories to minimize the disturbance to ponds in the WCA. Restrictions on the construction periods and construction method, for example, bore piling on sites, and lighting design of buildings and streetscape to minimize disturbance. The WRA has been an effective ecological mitigation wetland. The completed WRA has compensated for habitat loss in degraded wetland area, about 4.69 hectares, and the function of the original site conditions. That is, it's phased out the open storage uses, it's restoring the wetland habitat for target bird species, and acted as a buffer between the residential portion and WCA, thus fulfilling major parts of the planning intention. The proposed scheme will not induce additional wetland habitat loss and have insignificant ecological impact to the WCA. Thus, it does not require expansion of wetland compensation. The WRA has maintained a consistent size and combined with the wetlands to the north as a single unfragmented wetland, meaning a synergy has formed with the wetland ecosystem to the north to bring greater value to the biodiversity. This is demonstrated by the WRA in consistently attracting higher number and species of conservation importance than it's been originally established for. And this table here also indicates the species of conservation importance that has been recorded in the WRA. The proposed scheme is technically feasible, and there are no adverse impact to the site and surroundings. It has no in principle objection from the major departments or bureaus. We propose the following amendments to meet our proposal. The planning intention of the existing zoning remains the same, while we propose to only update the remarks C and explanatory statement of the zoning. To adopt a maximum plot ratio of 1.3 and maximum building height of 10 stories, excluding one story of basement car park and not exceeding 42 MPD. In conclusion, our proposed scheme is compatible to the surrounding developments and falls in line with the future development context of the Northern Metropolis. It provides a quality living environment to attract global talents for the Technopole, Unitown, and surrounding developments. It is technically feasible with no adverse impact to the environment. It provides design and ecological merits for the well-being of the future community. And the rezoning scheme should be approved while the detailed design can be reviewed in the EIA, lease modification, and Section 16 planning application stages. This is the end of our presentation. Thank you.
好，唔該，潘先生。好，而家我哋進入呢個委員提問嘅時間，咁就睇下委員有冇提問。係，Timothy、嘉永同埋 Daniel， 暫時三位先係咪？咁先請 Timothy 係。
好多謝主席。 多謝申請人嘅展述啦。咁我想請教一下，第一咧就你有一個位置係做安老院舍啦。咁我想知嗰個安老院舍嘅規模，即係床位啊，甚至未來嘅營運方式係你哋自己營運啦，因為外判俾出邊嘅機構營運咧。咁呢個第一點。第二點咧就係你提到好多生態環境嘅保育喺現場啦。咁亦都係一個係，亦都有濕地公園嘅修復啊。咁咁係一個應該好受市民大眾好歡迎嘅地方嚟。咁我想問下呢個範圍，當佢發展咗之後咧，會有冇邊個地方係開放俾公眾人士都係入去，或者有啲導賞生態團咁嘅安排，以至到咧係唔好嘥咗個修復咗嘅環境咧？我想問呢兩個問題啫，唔該。
好，呢兩個問題我諗都係要申請人嘅代表去回應。係。
Okay, thank you for the question. For the first question about the RCHE, the details about it, it will be have a GFA of 3,800 square meters, and it will have 100 place beds in it. And the future details is that the applicant is willing to construct, or they plan to construct and operate this RCHE. And the second question is that this is a it's about the ecological merits, whether or not it will be open to the public. Because this application and this site is sort of a private initiative, we won't have any area that will be open to the public. However, what will be arranged, what has been agreed with the applicant is that the visitors and the guests of the residents can come into the site to enjoy the ecological education elements through a visitor management system. So that's the arrangement right now that they intend to do. But like in terms of opening it to public, that's not something that the applicant would accept. I think at this stage.
Yeah. 好，嘉永，系，
唔该，主席。我想向專員提出問一啲基本嘅問題，等公眾同委員咧對相關嘅問題有多啲了解咁解啫。第一個問題咧就係2008年嘅時候，環保署長就住個發展項目發出咗環境許可啊。咁個許可當然係基於當時已知嘅基礎背景狀況㗎。好啦，而申請人喺今日提出嘅方案嘅發展物度咧將會大大提高嘅，地積比由 0.4 去到變成 1.3， 最高樓層由6層變成10層，咁嗰個基礎嘅背景狀況相信已經係大大不同啦。想請問專員，申請人仲使唔使重新申請環境許可咧？如果唔使，係乜嘢原因呢？如果又真係唔使嘅話，日後隨住個發展項目嘅推進啊，申請人喺環境影響嘅問題上面仲要做啲乜呢？問題一，第二個問題就是根據剛才的簡介咧，專員的簡介咧，喺2015年的時候咧，嗰、那個維護及管理協議咧就會批准咗，定明申請人是要負責維護同埋管理濕地嘅補償區嘅。而喺2021年咧，申請人亦都同環境及自然保育基金咧達成咗協議。請問剛才所講的呢兩個計劃同埋嗰啲協議嗰個內容係點樣？可唔可以趁今日嘅機會介紹一下嗰個運作嘅機制係點嘅咧？喺文件嘅第二頁嘅註釋3嗰處又提及到咧，個地主係要俾一筆錢俾環境保育基金嘅，呢筆錢係點樣用，同埋個數額又有幾大？作用係為何咧？可唔可以請專員向大家介紹一下咧？唔該。
是我睇下係咪全部啲專員答到啦。如果申請人再澄清嘅，就可以請申請人啦。例如個冧心係幾多嗰啲咧，好唔好啊？
好啊，咁請專員。唔該，主席，多謝嘉永提問。我先答咗第一個部分先。咁發展項目咧喺EIA 嗰度，佢的而且確已經攞咗一個 approve 嘅report 啦，亦都有相應嘅環境許可證佢攞咗。咁如果咧他日呢今次呢一個12A批准咗之後啦，咁我哋之後仲要改圖啦，咁日後申請人亦都要透過Section 16嚟到做一個申請。咁而同一時間咧，就住 EIA 嗰度咧，佢都要做一個檢討嘅。咁咧申請人咧將會同EPD 啊、AFCD 等相關的部門咧，先咧就住而家呢一個嘅發展建議同佢嗰 個帶嚟嗰個影響咧，再就住2008年批咗嗰個 EIA report 咧做一個檢討先，跟住咧先至去決定究竟申請人用啲咩方式去我哋叫做 update 佢而家呢一個嘅情況，可能會係一個重新嘅報告啦，亦都有可能咧佢只係需請申請一啲我哋叫 variation to environmental permit 咧已經可以嘅。咁無論係邊一個機制都好啦，因為喺佢本身嗰、那個environmental permit 下面咧，申請人咧亦都必須要咧係定期咧去監管翻佢已經實施咗嘅環境措施啦，包括個濕地啦，亦都包括他日佢發展入邊有其他嘅措施，可能係關於一啲噪音啊、排污等等嗰啲嘅。咁咧佢亦都要定期去監管。咁所以咧，無論係邊一個方式咧，我哋都會有政府會有一個嘅方法咧，去確保咧申請人咧係會好好繼續 keep 住佢做緊嘅一啲嘅環保相關嘅一啲嘅措施嘅。
請問係咪即係話需唔需要重新申請個環境許可？係未知嘅，有可能要，亦都可能唔要，係咪咁咧？
係冇錯，係喺呢個階段咧，咁我哋都諮詢過咧局方同埋環保署嘅，咁亦都需要等下一步再做一個檢討先至決定。係
係就呢點呢、這個頭先講緊咧，就係根據呢個環境影響評估條例底下嗰個程序同埋要求嘅。咁但係為咗今日嘅規劃嘅12A申請咧，其實申請人都應該做咗一個初步嘅生態評估嘅，即係佢係唔係根據嗰條條例做個評估啦，係 for 呢個申請嘅做個評估。呢個評估咧，亦都係個結論，亦都係咧呢個發展唔會對個生態構成啲負面影響。咁呢個初步建議咧，似乎係咪今日相關部門都係覺得是可以的，但是當然他要跟回環境影響評估條例再做剛才專員講的程序。
沒錯，主席正確。
好，請繼續。
唔該曬。咁關於第二個部分啦，咁我手頭上有一啲比較general 啲嘅資料，咁可以先分享。咁如果申請人嗰邊覺得有需要咧，可以再補充嘅。咁其實因為呢一個地盤嘅發展歷史都有一段時間啦，由2008年去到而家。咁正如頭先嘉永都幫我哋重複咗啦，咁分別喺2015年咧就有一個嘅計劃係批准咗啦，去到2021年咧，咁其實申請人同埋政府相關部門亦都簽訂咗一啲協議，咁嗰個協議咧，大概嘅內容咧就係佢哋咧會成立一個基金啦，咁就繳付一筆嘅款項啦，咁而咧申請人咧亦都委任咗一個我哋叫代理保育嘅代理人啦，咁就定期咧向呢一個基金咧去攞個撥款咧，係去做呢一個WRA 嘅保養啊、維修等等嘅工作嘅。咁其實相關嘅工作啦，無論係完成咗之後個 WRA 嗰啲維修保養咧，其實2023年七月開始咧已經係有相關嘅工作喺度進行緊。即係換言之話咧，即係其實申請人咧就住呢個 WRA 咧，佢係有一個長期一個責任喺度啦，無論係提供係資金啦，或者係安排嗰方面嘅。咁睇下申請人有冇需要補充，唔該。
就呢點有冇補充？
Yes, Mr. Chairman。
唔係啊，頭先嘉永都問嗰個冧心嘅，呢個可唔可以 up to 你哋相信回應啦？即係嗰個俾咗 ECF 個冧心係幾多？係。
Okay, I think I have a consultant here, environmental consultant from Mott MacDonald. She will explain about the ECF arrangements.
是你好，咁至於嗰個 ECF 嗰個嘅 seed funding 咧，係當年咧project proponent 咧係同一個相關嘅 ECF 嘅 committee 咧係達成一個協議啦，就係就住嗰個要去保育依一個嘅濕地啦，去維護依個濕地嘅時候咧，要嘅資源咧去預計咗需要幾多嘅資源嘅，即係每年要會產生有幾多嘅資金需要去投放落去嘅。咁而喺嗰個 committee 咧就去建議咗個 project proponent 咧就要注資嗰個基金落去嘅。咁喺注資咗之後咧，就而家係由嗰個基金運作，就需要一個嘅環團去到一個即係 NGOs 啦，去到申請呢一筆嘅基金咧，去幫手去做嗰個嘅日常嘅生態監察啦，同埋一啲嘅維護嘅工作嘅。咁佢哋嘅工作咧，亦都係要遵守一個已經批核咗嘅一個濕地保育計劃嘅 嘅計劃啦，包括佢要定期要做一啲生態嘅監察啊，水質嘅監察啊，同埋要做一啲嘅即係維護嘅工作啊。同埋去每個月咧都要有一個報告翻俾嗰個基金會嗰度嘅，去講翻嗰個而家嗰個保育嘅情況啊，達唔達到嗰個嘅target 嘅目標咁樣嘅嚇。咁所以就而家嗰個基金嘅運作就繼續喺度進行啦。而嗰筆嘅注資嘅基金，亦都係日後咧可以繼續 sustain 落去咧，去到長遠去繼續去做嗰個保育同埋維護嘅工作嘅。
嗰濕地保修復區嘅維護嘅工作係咪直接永遠嘅？
直接。
如果係嘅話，嗰筆錢如果唔夠嘅話，又係由邊個補底啊？
係有冇資料？
We don't have any information on that, yeah. But it's from our understanding that the lump sum that was injected was based on this extensive financial assessment by professional consultants to look at whether or not it's enough money. And so that's the understanding of that lump sum. But like in terms of if it runs out or not, that's not part of the report.
我理解是 for 一個永久的管理的，我理解是這樣的。那他要計一筆錢，那也都好像嘉賓說 等大家有個好一點的掌握，可不可以講一講那個ECF 或自然保護基金，據我了解呢是一個 committee， 是有某些人組成去監管的，可不可以講ECF 那些資料，有沒有答到啊？
或者我呢個等同事幫我揾多少資料，但我都有另一個資料先補充一下先。因為其實呢如果大家都知道呢，其實我哋政府係有個新自然保育政策嘅。咁呢嗰新自然保育政策呢就有12個地點啦。但今次嘅申請地點呢並不是嗰12個地點入面。不過呢申請人呢係自愿呢用嗰個新自然保育政策底下嗰個安排呢嚟到做佢個ECF 嗰個 arrangement 嘅。咁而喺嗰個新自然保育政策底下呢，其中都有一個條件呢，就係嗰個申請人呢佢係需要撥出嚟嗰個款項呢，其實都要有一個我哋叫做 sufficient， 佢會有一個叫做 self-recurrent 嘅情況，即係佢會自己繼續run 落去咧，嗰嚿錢可以滾存，令到佢可以 sustain 到佢嗰個整體嗰個維護嘅。咁所以如果申請人今次都係喺自愿用新自然保育政策底下呢一個情況去到做佢嘅 ECF 嘅話咧，照理咧佢同樣地嗰一個嘅款項咧，亦都會自然滾存落去咧，係可以令到佢足以令佢繼續可以支持嘅。咁另外關於自然保育基金嗰、那個資料方面啦，咁其實呢一個嘅自然保育基金咧，係喺我哋條例第450章嗰度係成立嘅。咁呢一個嘅基金入邊，其實除咗官方委員咧，都有其他嘅委員嘅。咁不過所有委員咧都係會嗰啲就係非官方嘅委員啦。咁但係呢啲委員咧，亦都會係由行政長官咧嚟到委任嘅。嚇，唔該。
啊，咁都好清楚。好，咁就。跟住交易冇攞，咁就 Daniel。
好，多謝主席。就我首先我想問嘅都係同個 EIA 相關嘅。咁 EIA 係2008年做完啦，我相信咧就你都應該就攞咗個環境許可證啦。咁亦都開始咗根據環境許可證裏邊嗰啲嘅要求嚟到去做你哋應該嘅工作。咁正話申請人有提到。就你哋引進咗一啲additional 嘅 mitigation measures， 我想知道咧係一啲乜嘢嘅 measures， 點解要引進呢啲嘅 measures， 係咪有啲乜嘢發生咗？你哋需要咧就再加一啲嘅緩解措施，咁呢個第一個問題。第二咧就係正話都有提到嘅申請人就話個濕地的修復區呢就不會開放給公眾，但是呢就 residents 就可能呢就將來可以入到去那個地方的。我想知道呢就原先你們做 EIA 的時候呢就是不是預了這個濕地的修復區呢 都會有即係一啲嘅人，雖然唔係整個社會嘅即係大眾入去，咁而係即係你哋個發展相關嘅可能一啲居民可以入得到去。咁我就想知道你哋原先做 EIA 嘅時候係咪預咗有呢一樣嘢？嗱，如果唔係嘅話咧，咁因應一樣咁嘅安排，你哋有冇啲乜嘢特別嘅措施就會需要再引進嘅？同埋咧就正話都有提到啦，就你哋有一個嘅ECF， 咁咧就你哋亦都即係會負責嗰個嘅即係相關嘅資源。咁如果你哋而家發展嘅嗰個嘅計劃咧，裏邊將來嘅居民如果可以入得到去呢一個嘅修復區嘅話咧，咁因為咁嘅緣故，你哋係唔係會有一啲嘅設施就係會加喺個修復區？咁相關嘅引致嘅費用，特別係將來嗰個維修保養啊等等費用咧，係唔係由呢個 ECF 嚟到去負責？定係咧就相關嘅你哋將來嗰個發展嘅管理公司即係要負責呢方面嘅支出？咁呢個係第二方面。咁另外咧，第三個問題咧就係、是、正話都有提到嘅，就嗰個安老設施嗰度咧，就裏面有啲 E&M 嘅設施。咁我就想知咧，就嗱，雖然咧你哋都喺嗰個簡介咧有提到咧，就呢啲設施係一個密封嘅環境，咁咧就話咧就唔會即係影響到將來嗰、那個。即係安老嘅設施嘅，咁我想知道呢啲嘅機電嘅設施咧，到底係啲即係乜嘢？你會擺落去係啲乜嘢嘅設施？嗱，因為咧就算密封嚟講咧嘅設施咧，其實都唔係絕對係可以隔除到嗰啲嘅噪音。譬如舉個例咧，你係可能會經過嗰啲即係結構係會傳導到去到呢啲嘅安老院舍嗰度嘅。我就想知道，即係喺呢一方面，你哋嗰個設計上點樣係可以確保將來個安老院係不受你哋嗰啲嘅電機電嘅設施所影響？唔該。
係呢扎問題，頭嗰幾條問題都應該同生態有關，其實都應該由申請人嗰邊嘅代表去回應啦。咁有頭嗰幾個生態嘅問題咧，我估啊，係咪 Mr. Leader 又會回應下
？Yes, I'll give a sort of overview, and then my consultants from ecology and environmental will supplement. Just to clarify, in the EIA process, there is no allowing public to or residents go into the WRA. The WRA cannot be entered by anybody. It has to be maintained to be pristine and undisturbed. So that's out of the possibility. And also the in terms of the allowing public to learn more about the ecology and stuff. There's actually a wetland conservation park that's to the north, the Samposhi Wetland Conservation Park, which is being implemented right now. And I guess the public, if they want to enjoy more of the nature and understand more of wetland ecology, that would be an option that they can go to. But whereas our site is not something, it's not a open to the public to be able to go into. And I think, does Paul have anything to add? Okay. All right, and then there's a question on the why do we have the ecological merits? That's really it's like a benefit to the community. The applicant's intention to provide more benefits, making our site our application more appealing. But then in terms of the EIA aspects, these are something that we feel. Would minimize the ecological impact on the WCA area, the wetland conservation area. And for example, the like commencing the construction works of the three-story houses abutting the WRA is an effective way and an industry standard to allow a buffer between the construction works of the towers, like shielding them from affecting the WCA. And then in our design process, we reduced the tower C21, which is this location right here, from 10 stories to 8 stories. And that's an additional mitigation measure because the original 10-story had some disturbance to the ponds to the north, just like the pond over here. Yeah, but by reducing it by 2 stories, that disturbance was pretty much insignificant. So that's a additional mitigation measures in our proposed scheme for this rezoning application. That's additional to the previous Section 16. And then we also had restrictions on duration hours and construction method in the board piling. I guess these are standard ways to reduce the impact to the ecology. And also lighting design of buildings and streetscape to minimize the disturbance to the ecology and the wetlands to the north. These are all, the additional mitigation measures. And the question on...
我想問一問咧，正話你講嗰啲嘅 additional 嘅 mitigation measures， 我聽落去就係因為你哋而家加大咗嗰個嘅發展密度，提升咗嗰個建築物高度，你哋配合咁樣嘅發展嘅情況咧，嚟到去譬如話將嗰啲高啲嘅建築物擺喺中間啊，成呢啲其實就唔係啲乜嘢嘅 additional mitigation measures 嚟嘅喎，呢個係同你個 EIA， 因為你正話個簡介話你個做咗 EIA， 後來咧你都做咗引進一啲 additional mitigation measures， 我聽落咧就係你喺原有嗰個基礎上邊咧。進一步引進一啲嘅緩解措施，咁但係唔係喎？你正話啱啱解釋嗰啲就係因為你哋現在咧要加大嗰、那個發展密度，增高咗你哋嗰啲建築物高度，以至咧你哋有需要即係做一啲嘢嚟到即係嗰個令到個影響咧減低。我唔知道我有冇理解錯，其實呢個咧同你哋原有個 EIA 本身所做得到嘅效果咧，你哋現在呢啲咧就係不是原有 EIA 嗰個效果嘅進一步改善，咁而係配合你哋而家新呢個嘅規劃嚟到引進嘅。我唔知道我呢個理解有冇錯。
或者啊，先請人睇下係咪咁嘅理解啊？係
，yes， sorry， yes， you do understand that correctly。Basically， the approved scheme is a low-rise scheme。The current scheme that we're proposing obviously has a high-rise element to it。But the important thing to understand is that the direct impacts are unchanged。It doesn't bring any additional wetland loss because that's already been mitigated for。Under the original scheme. What we have to do now is to mitigate for the additional indirect impacts. And that's why we need these, you know, additional screening measures, additional limits on piling, etc. So that what we're aiming to do is to minimize the disturbance during construction and operation to the adjacent wetlands.
Okay, for the discussion, I want to clarify an important point, because just Daniel asked whether the resident can go inside to the restoration area and if yes, there will be some impact, how to mitigate. But I want to clarify, actually, the WRA, could the resident go inside the WRA, yes or no?
No.
No, so no worry. Actually, they are talking about the resident can... observe the WRA outside within the housing estate. So the use of the resident is confined to the sideline. Okay, so don't worry about the impact on the WRA. I need to clarify this point. Okay. Oh, oh, 好，繼續。仲有咪仲未？Wocky 等一等，因為仲有條問題未答嘅 ，RCHE 嗰度未答，好嘛？
Sorry, well, the question of RCHE is that would it be affected by the other infrastructure in
what types of E&M in the RCHE?
What types of E&M in the RCHE?
係佢係問嗰啲嗰個 RCHE 嗰嗰啲 E&M 嘅設施咧，會唔會影響個居民係咪啊？影響RCHE 嗰啲住喺RCHE嗰啲長者係。
係，因為通常一個 confined 嘅即係 building 啦，例如有一個冷氣嘅設施啦，咁佢都要有一啲排放啊，同埋會有一啲機電嘅組件啦。咁依一個嘅設計咧，我哋就會即係考慮到有一個嘅即係啲玻璃嘅設施，即係嗰一啲窗户啦，去到去 protect 翻佢嗰個 noise disturbance on 嗰個嘅安老院啦。咁所以咧就要有一啲嘅即係冷氣嘅設施啦。咁所以佢會有一啲嘅機電嘅組件，咁我都會咧係即係擺放喺咧遠離嗰個嘅安老設施嘅可以係喺嗰個地底啦，或者係喺一個嗰個排放位置咧，係唔係向住一啲民居嘅位置？咁我確保咧佢嗰個滋擾咧，即係減到最低嘅。
呢啲設施嘅存在同埋處理都係好 common 噶啦，係咪？
係係
係。好，咁啊，咁跟住就係邊個？阿 Daniel 先，跟住阿 Wocky， 唔好意思 ，Daniel，
要住佢嘅手先。唔該，主席。我有幾個問題想問一問申請人嘅。咁第一問題就係正話聽到專員講就申請人咧就自願咧就去參加呢個係呢個 scheme， 即係主要目的咧係想需要將來咧喺無論喺經濟嘅 capital cost 同埋 long term cost 咧都有承擔，但係背後個意思目的係咪想將 WRA 嗰個 conservation standard 提高咧？咁樣係咪咁嘅目的係咁咧？即係提高個 conservation standard 呢個第一點。如果提高嘅話，將來呢個 conservation 嘅 standard WRA 呢個地方裏邊咧，係咪即係喺 conservation 嘅角度嚟講咧，係咪等同於？三寶樹濕地公園出邊嘅一樣，即係以寶嘅角度一樣咧，以至到出邊我理解三寶樹公園係可以俾 public 去使用嘅，我理解係咪咁咧？咁樣呢個可能專員都要補充一下。咁係第二點，第三點就係提到咧，因為正話有講話呢個WRA 個 long term 嗰個係 maintenance 同埋 management 咧，可能要俾啲 long term 嘅 cost 嘅。可能是不的，雖然分會 generate 一些 resources， 但如果真的有 scenario 真的不夠 resources 去 support 這些 long term maintenance 的話，是不是即是說將來這個 WRA 它的 maintenance cost 那樣東西是需要將來在這裡的住宅的業主去承擔呢？這個問題，第三個問題。第四個問題就是說這個 project 都幾大了，有冇考慮會提供一啲 retail 嘅 provision 咧？因為3000多伙喎，都幾大嘅。有冇咁嘅考慮咧？咁樣，如果唔係佢提供嘅話，又點解咁情況咧？係咪附近有其他咧？咁解釋一下，唔該。最後就係咧，正話提到啦，有一個好嘅 observation 就係咧 ，WRA 喺你哋嘅2010年開始 complete 咗之後咧，都一路係有進展咧，即、就、係、是、以一個 ecological value 嚟講。咁但係嚟緊喺幾年裏邊咧。個 construction activities 咧都 intense 嘅喎，咁喺呢度對呢個特別咁 sensitive 嘅 WRA 嘅 area 嚟講咧，你哋嘅 measure 正話提到嗰啲，有冇考慮到呢個 aspect 咧？幾年裏邊咧嗰啲 noise 啊，無論講嘢，以至到 dust 啊，各方面嘅嘢咧，都會影響到附近嘅，包括你而家出邊嘅 WRA。咁所以你哋考慮情況係點樣咧？咁呢個最後一個問題。咁就另外一個問題想問專員嘅，專員呢，我見到有個提到就係話咧，而家佢個 scheme 咧。同原本嘅 scheme 咧，係 no change in the development footprint。呢個 development footprint 嘅 context 係點解釋一下咧？可唔可以解釋一下？咁呢幾個問題，唔該。
好，咁我先請申請人代表答頭嗰幾個問題先，係請。
Thank you, Paul. Will answer about the WRA question.
So the question about the conservation standard of the wetland conservation area, wetland restoration area. I mean, it's already a relatively high functioning wetland. It was very well designed because I did the design, but also it's been managed since it was implemented. And I think it's important to understand that it's a relatively small wetland. So, you know, there are some constraints on how it can function. And I think this is where the wetland conservation parks come in. They're much bigger, you know, they're hundreds of hectares. So it's not really, we're not really able to do a direct comparison in that sense, because I think we're, you know, like getting on for 5 hectares. So, and we're also, one of the constraints we have is, you know, we're right on the edge of the Deep Bay wetland system. So we're never going to have the, you know, the large numbers of the large water birds that the, you know, the less disturbed part of that system have. So, yeah, I think that answers that question.
Okay, and the second question is about the ECF long-term management cost. I think, as we mentioned before, the lump sum that has been injected is intended for a long-term management cost. But as you say, like if there's a possibility that's a scenario that there's not enough, then the applicant has indicated in our responses that we would work with the relevant government departments and bureaus to review the ECF and determine what needs to be done. So I think that would be the strategy that we'll be taking.
The strategy means that there's still a possibility that in the long term, the future owners might need to share the burden of this cost. Is it the case?
It's hard to say that right now because we don't know.
Maybe I can supplement. So I think it's important to understand that the WRA has been implemented and has been managed for quite some time now. So the project proponent has a very good understanding of the actual costs that it takes. It's not something that is just a mere projection at the moment. So I think that has been factored into the long-term funding arrangement.
I don't know. 如果有個機會會俾咗居民嘅地契，應該有啲條文寫咗喺度嘅。我相信應該就未必會嘅，應該係佢兩個lot嚟嘅，係啦，應該就照計，即係唔會出現嘅情況，就係話要日後附近個居民去 manage 呢個 WRA， 應該我理解係咁啦。
DPO有冇補充？睇下呢點。係，唔該，主席。咁我哋都睇過個契嘅，咁係冇一個條款話要啲 resident 去 bear 嗰個
cost。係啦，如果地契冇寫，你唔可以就居民，我係居民，我都唔會 bear 你個 cost 啦，係咪先？一定要地契有條款先有呢個可能性啊。好，咁就跟住仲有個建築期嗰個環境影響點樣處理？
請申請人代表。喺嗰個其實喺環評報告嗰個當中啦，嗰陣時所建議嗰個嘅濕地嗰個補償區咧，其實亦都係作為一個緩衝區喺呢個施工嘅期間咧，作為一個緩衝區咧去。 減低對於嗰個出邊嗰個 wetland conservation area 嘅滋擾嘅，咁所以咧而家其實因為嗰個地段啦，依然係屬於施工嘅階段啦，咁所以依個嘅濕地補償區咧已經係做咗嗰個先保育，亦都係做緊一個緩衝嘅作用。咁喺日後嗰度咧，知道喺嗰個施工嘅期間咧，可能會帶嚟嗰個 WRA 咧有啲滋擾啦。咁但係因為我哋已經知道個成效就係當所有嘅施工完成咗之後，安靜曬之後，咁嗰個嘅 maintenance 啊，同埋嗰個 operation 嗰個 wetland 咧，係去繼續去保持嘅時候咧，嗰啲雀仔都會翻去嗰個位置嘅。咁所以嗰個 WRA 咧，其實就係其中一個嘅緩衝嘅措施，去減低對外邊嘅即係喺施工期間對外面嘅滋擾。
其實我關注就係，因為你而家個 scale of 個 development 咧，係比先前大咗好多噶嘛。你個 development density 高度各方面。 即係依方面引起嘅問題，會唔會比你原先所想像或者預計多咗，而到你需要考慮嘅一啲 additional 嘅 measures 咧，需要去 去考慮咧？咁樣呢個問題係咁嘅嚇。
係其實我哋喺做依一個嘅 session trialphase 嘅時候咧，都有一個嘅環評嘅初步嘅評估嘅，亦都有一個初步嘅生態評估嘅。咁裡面亦都考慮到施工嘅分階段啦，去減低嗰個噪音嘅滋擾啊，同埋一啲嘅塵埃嘅滋擾啊，同埋對於出邊嗰個嘅生態滋擾嘅。咁日後咧，當嗰個session trialphase如果批核咗之後啦，我哋會進一步去做嗰個 session 16。亦都會係再跟進嗰個環評條例底下嘅一個環評嘅檢視。咁到時咧，我哋都會去檢視咧，需唔需要額外嘅一啲緩衝措施咧，去再減低嗰個影響嘅。
好，咁仲有個 retail provision。
For the retail provision, our scheme would not have any commercial retail, and that's because the applicants.Intends that the residents would use the commercial facilities at the Suntin Technopole. Based on the Suntin Technopole program, they would have the first phase of the batch one developments, including residential developments that have ancillary commercial uses, completed by 2031. So that is the same year of completion for our developments. But in any case,there is also alternatives is that in the surrounding neighborhood, there are already retail provisions provided to serve the existing neighborhood. And for example, there are supermarkets in the existing developments. There are restaurants nearby. So that is the intention of the applicants.
好，唔該。咁跟住就請專員答嗰條覆篇問題。
好啊，唔該主席。咁講到嗰個 development footprint 嗰個字咧，其實係嚟自我哋 AFCD 嘅 comment 咧，去 quote 咗呢個 term 嘅啫。咁佢講緊啲咩咧？就係講緊本身呢一個 site 咧，北面就做 WRA 啦，南面咧就做呢個住宅發展。咁佢講緊嗰個 development footprint 咧，就係講緊南面住宅發展嗰部分。換言之咧，就係佢考慮到嘅就係個 WRA 整體，無論佢嗰個 size 或者係佢個位置咧都係不變，所有嘅 development 咧都係喺翻原本已經建議咗我哋做發展嗰部分。咁呢個就係佢講個 development footprint 嗰個睇法。
哦，其實即係發展部分啫。啊 ，OK。我呢個 point， 我想問多個問題啊。咁今日呢個計劃同埋當日批准計劃嗰個 site coverage 有冇分別嘅？
site coverage 嗰方面係有分別嘅，我哋可以俾啲數字等等下。咁因為咧之前批過一個嘅 scheme 就2024年批嘅，咁當時咧係講緊幾百間屋仔，咁而今天咧係講緊一啲有啲叫到我哋叫一棟棟嘅樓啦，單棟式。咁所以相比之下咧，其實兩個嘅 site coverage 咧係會有啲分別嘅。今日咧因為扯高咗啦，雖然佢密度高咗，但係佢相對建築物高度都扯高咗。咁所以今日咧整體嚟講嗰個 site coverage 咧，比起之前咧應該係會細少少嘅。
係因為睇我睇張相嘅比較咧，我有呢個感覺咯。因為之前啲 house 咧
係
佈滿曬噶嘛，反而今日嘅 scheme 應該嗰個 site coverage 個空間會多咗。我想問呢個嚟。
是
副主席都想问这个大家
那个分别呢是不大的，但是有少少分别咯。你可不可以去这个 slide？ 是你照去，你照去。
嗯。是。那个。哦，对，一样。我看看图好像。
差不多。
哦，看个图好像。Okay. 好像原来。不过可能是一些个效果啦。
Mr. Chairman，
都 keep 到西對西區一樣好。咁跟住係阿 Walkie， 係。
I'm sorry， we have an architect here. Maybe he can provide some clarification。
係嗰個嗱，如果個數字係冇錯，都唔使答噶啦。除非我頭先嗰個數字錯咗，
因為頭先個數字係 not more than
5%
嘅。咁其實頭先
係啊，即係點啊？兩個都係 not more than， 咁我都唔知邊個高啲咁樣。
如果我哋睇翻嗰個 greenery 嗰張圖咧，我哋會睇到我哋個綠化咧，就今次係比之前嗰個多咗嘅。
咁所以
個 site coverage 咧，今次係理論上係會少過屋
仔。因為睇張圖就好明顯係。應該都明顯是少了的，應該不過我們沒有數字，不過應該從我感覺應該都會比以前那個西級別小了，是不是？
是会使咗嘅，咁不过亦都有少少分别嘅，因为左手边屋仔嗰个 scheme 咧，我哋由咗绿色嗰啲咧系 common greenery 嚟嘅，咁屋仔里边可能有啲私人花园嗰啲都系冇 coverage 嘅。
OK， 好，好，咁啊，请阿 Walkie 系，
好，唔该主席，纯粹其实都系有一啲数目字嘅，想澄清一下嘅啫，啊，咁我哋见到个西咧，一个 single access 嚟嘅喺右手边，啊，咁就包括 EVA 都系一个 single access 嚟嘅。咁我哋而家想澄清一下，想問一問申請人咧，喺文件嘅第三頁裏面咧就講咗係總共係3562個 units 啊，咁呢個係咪都包括埋嗰128間屋仔咧？咁其實唔係好多啫嚇。咁但係亦都係講到個 estimated population 係9974，咁如果除翻3562咧，大概係2.8。一個 flat 一個人啦嚇，咁如果係純粹係 flat 嘅話，咁喺今日喺香港咁嘅呢個地理環境裏邊咧，average 嘅 flat size 大約係800尺咧，咁其實如果係一對夫婦加個工人姐姐咧，咁都三個噶啦嚇，咁第一會唔會係一個 underestimate 咗咧？呢個第一啊，第二咧就係亦都頭先同副主席所講一樣啊。咁有成萬人嘅一個community 啦，咁嘅時間就似乎冇 retail 啊，冇 plaza， 咁似乎又係唔係好合理。第三樣嘢咧就係 number of car parks 咧，呢度係 private cars 係1520，咁如果 compare with 個 number of units 3562咧，即係一半到都差唔多一半到啦，都唔夠嚇。咁嘅時間咧，咁個屋苑裏邊嘅 transportation 咧就一定要有提供啦，因為尤其是工人姐姐呢度又冇 plaza， 又冇一啲咁嘅 retail 咧，一定要出去買嘢購物嘅。咁嘅時間亦都唔見喺而家目前嘅設計規劃裏邊咧，有啲乜嘢係屋苑嘅 transportation 嘅一啲巴士啊，或者係俾佢住腳嘅地方啦嚇。咁我就想即係瞭解一下。卡帕喺呢啲咁遙遠嘅地方，又冇係好 easy access 去一啲公眾，即係個有冇個公眾嘅 PTI 喺附近，或者小巴站喺附近嘅時間，而你 provide 係1520個 private car 嘅車位，嗱咁呢個好可能我唔知係咪嗰128個 house 裏邊係咪自己都有個別嘅車位喺度咧？定係你呢個1520嘅 private car 嘅車位已經係全面嘅啦嚇咁樣。咁另外一樣嘢就係頭先講到有呢個項目都會有 phase completion 嘅。咁你得一個 single access 嘅時間咧，第日都比較困難去處理嘅。咁係我係呢幾個問題啦。
好，
主席跟其實相關問題不如提埋好唔好啊？相關問題。關於公共交通嗰度咧，文件介紹咧就話將來咧係會有穿梭巴士咧，載啲住客咧去到呢個北環線嘅車站嘅。好啦，咁問題呢個項目嘅落成日期咧就話2031喎，北環線嘅預計落成日期就2034喎。即使你话将会车啲客有穿梭巴士车啲居民去北环线都好，都差三年喎。咁呢个会系点样应对呢将来
好，我剔到四个问题嘅，咁就系个人口嘅估计啦，嗰个零售个设施啦，车位嘅供应同埋嗰个公共交通嘅安排啦，同埋嗰个 phase development 中间点处理呢？请申请人代表。
We have our architect to explain about the.
Sorry. 講咗第一題就係話嗰個number of unit 係包括翻嗰啲 house 嘅先，係啦，嗰個包括嘅，係啦。咁而人口嗰度，我哋其實係即係每伙係2.8幾嗰個就。
Yes, that's the. Person per flat ratio 2.8 was based on our reference to the Census Statistics Department looking at the district's average household size. And this is like looking at the overall average, not like each of the units. So it's more looking at the whole entire site, it would be about 2.8 people.
Okay.
這個平均的、就是、person per flat ratio 我們 adopt 了 by census 2021年，這個已經是最新的 data， 咁攞咗 small TPU 同埋整個元朗 district， 佢哋都係 adopt 咗，佢哋 by census 個 data 咧都係 2.8 呢個 ratio。咁我哋亦都 check 過附近一啲低密度嘅住宅啦，佢哋呢一個嘅 person per flat 都係大約 2.7、2.8、2.9 左右。咁所以我哋就最後都會用 2.8 for 呢個嘅 scheme。
好，請繼續。Retail 嗰度，你哋睇有冇再有補充啦？因為睇你答咗一轉嘅啦，已經。你睇下有補充先講。
I think this, I mean, we've noted the concerns of the members of the board, and I think this could be something to look at when we go to the Section 16 application stage. That's something that at this point we, I don't think we can respond. And then the question on the traffic.I think we have a traffic consultant here.
是个停车位的提供的数字和交通安排。是。
是，多谢主席。其实个停车位现在个项目的所提供的车位其实是包括所有的住宅所需要的车位，就其实是根据最新的规划指引去计算出来的。是啦。咁当然啦，这个就是根据个住宅的大小啊的形式啊，咁照计算一个数字出来的。OK。另外一樣嘢就係關於個公共交通嗰個問題。咁其實我哋嗰個交通評估其實有一 part 其實都係關於公共交通嘅。咁有兩方面嘅，第一就係話可以嘅話咧，咁就會我哋最初係建議用一個所謂穿梭巴士 （shuttle bus） 嘅形式去接載啲居民，有需要居民咧就去附近嘅交通嘅交匯處，包括將來落成新田站啊。或者是相關的、交通可以轉駁到其他公共交通工具的地方。OK， 咁呢樣嘢咧，咁其實就當然到時到再需要申請啦。而個more detail 即係更加詳細嘅方案咧，其實因為將來都仲有一個 section 16嘅，同埋個時間性啦，因為而家今天其實都好多嘅公共交通嘅點啊，或者嗰啲development 的 plan 還未落實呢，咁可能到時隨住時間演變呢，將來嗰個 detail 嘅嗰個詳細嘅建議會比較會有個詳細啲妥善啲安排。咁亦都想提多點啦，咁就算係我哋有 shuttle bus 呢樣嘢呢，咁其實呢始終都會有啲人要行返出去搭巴士呀、諸如此類咁出面嘅青山公路嘅交通工具嘅。咁其實喺我哋個 TIA 或者係呢個項目我哋 propose 呢，其實頭先都有提及到嘅，係會附近嘅行人路啦，甚至乎係巴士站嗰啲闊度呀嗰啲範圍呢，亦都會我哋呢度會有相關嘅擴闊，有啲 improvement 嘅，有啲改善嘅工程會去處理嘅。
好，但係頭先嘉永敏咧，北環線嗰個新田站2034年先起好啦，但你啲居民就2031年起好啦，咁你啲 shuttle bus 係咪過渡期間你會去第二個站啊？你會去錦上路站係咪啊？咁樣
咁你就係頭先所講，正正就係想講嗰樣嘢啦。嗰、那個時間性，因為今天仲有啲不確定性嘅，有啲嘢，咁所以話遲少少嘅階段，例如 section 16或者甚至乎係臨入伙之前，我哋會從相關部門運輸署啦，去處理呢個問題噶，
係明白，好，好，咁啊，請問大家仲有冇問題？如果冇問題，咁就今日多謝曬規劃署同埋申請人嘅代表，咁我哋跟住就會進行個閉門，所以就。